didn't have nothing, you didn't expect nothing. As far as that baby. Never went under.
Never went under. Do you think it'd be harder today?
It'd be hard on a lot of people. It'd be hard on me, but I can tell you.
What would you have to change?
Huh?
What would you have to change?
Everything. You have to change everything if you went down to it. Like it was before. You wouldn't have one of these. You'd be right where you're right handed. You wouldn't have one of those.
Just buckle down.
Huh?
Just have to buckle down.
Yeah. You wouldn't have computers. That's the biggest mistake they ever made, letting kids work computers in school. But I mean, calculators.
Why?
Why? Are you kidding me? They're old figures, now they can't add them up. A calculator.
So you think they're less intelligent? Or
I didn't say they were less intelligent. They don't use their mind, that's for sure.
Although you were young, do you remember anything about World War II?
I can't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Army in 1945.
Did you go overseas?
Yeah.
And you fought? And you fought?
No, I got in just at the end of it.
Okay.
I was over there for 4 years.
How was it?
What do you mean, how was it?
The war, did it scare you? Did it? What were your feelings of it? Useless, needed.
No, it didn't scare me, of course. Everybody was different about wars in the Army. War broke out in Japan. People was lined up to join the service.
Why do you think that is?
Why do you think it is? They just don't have that. They don't know how to put it. They don't care to hit them.
Would you do it again?
Graduate from high school, he should serve 2 years in the Army. Everybody. Not go to college first and then come back to school. Sort of rest there, they got all that. You would have all the bullshit that you got going on.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Like what?
Well, drugs and fighting and this and that. You have some discipline. You got no discipline in your group, isn't it?
I think it even starts younger than getting out of high school.
But as I say, you
can't get that.
You need to get it corralled, and that's, you can't get them in, you can't take them out of grade school.
Yeah.
But learn some discipline, too.
Now it states that only men can be drafted. Should that change?
I don't think they do.
Why is that?
It's just not a place for me. And not maybe administrative jobs. Nurse or something like that. But not a
So, do you think that if women can't be in the field and they wouldn't do the, they wouldn't contribute to the drugs in younger years like men would?
What?
You were talking about how guys should go serve 2 years to kind of change them, you know, fix them. How would you think, what would change women that way?
Well, women, back then, women didn't go to the service like men. Women had jobs. If they had a job, they were homemakers most days. If they had a job, they worked.
The next thing is the minimum wage was first passed at 25 cents an hour. Do you think that was a good thing?
Minimum wage passed what?
The act passed, setting it that everyone should, with a job, should go, you know, make a certain amount. It started out at 25 cents. Do you think that's a good
thing? It was 25 cents an hour when it first passed.
Mm-hmm.
What was
that? I forget the first day. I'll find it. You think I'm crazy?
I think it's a little hard. Do you think it was a good thing? Do you think it helped improve society for today? In some ways hurt. The biggest thing that runs society is the union.
The biggest what?
The thing that runs society is the unions.
Why is that? Do you think it's changed today? Like Rolls Royce, do you think that's changed today since when unions first came about?
Maybe too much money.
People in the union or the company in itself?
Rolls Royce makes too much money. That's what's bankrupt the automobile manufacturers. Can't pay a man $35 an hour to sit on his butt. Somebody's got to pay for it down the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the. I think a lot of people can't get this. They get this conception that if you get somebody gives you money, somebody else would have to pay for that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So keeps on going and going and going. Where does it stop?
No idea, it doesn't.
Huh?
It doesn't. How you
gotta stop it? Got to. It's gotta stop somewhere, and that's what's happening now. It's stopping.
Because they're sending it overseas.
Why shouldn't they send it? They can get it made for half the price. If you're selling something, and you sell it.
You want it the cheapest.
Huh?
You want it to be made the cheapest.
Not necessarily the cheapest, but it's got to be at the price to where you can sell it, people can afford to buy it, and profit off of it. If you've got something that it costs you $115 to make, you can't sell it for $110.
Yeah.
Can you?
No.
That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at right now.
How do you think that the act helped it?
Think it's the what?
The Minimum Wage Act. How do you think it helped?
Well, they needed it when they first started. Shirt shops. Stuff like that. You know what shirt shops are? Women that sewed shirts in shirt factories. They called them shirt shops. Sweatshops. They worked for supposedly piecework. But they didn't make any money at
it. Do you think it was mainly because of that?
Because of what?
The shirt shop.
That the minimum wage went in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what brought it all along. We needed a union when it first started. But it sure got out of hand.
Got out of control.
Got out of hand real quick.
And then I know we talked a little bit about World War II, but what did you think about Cold War? Did you think that an actual battle was eventually going to take place? Did you think it was going to be another world war? What was your concept of that?
We're not going to have a world war.
Ever again?
It's all policy.
Was it not then?
Yeah.
Was it not then? Why do you think that started it then?
Why it's all politics then?
No, why do you think that there was a world war then? Because there weren't politics? Or there wasn't?
There was problems then, but that's just like this. All the way back to the Korean War. That's so far, but they wouldn't let it finish. Vietnam War, they went so far. That happened the first time. It went so far, they wouldn't let him face it. Mm-hmm. That's why Colin Powell, that's why he got out of the service. Because they wouldn't let him fight and do what he was supposed to do. He just killed people that was an accomplice in that. That's the same thing you're doing right now.
Yeah. So, how do you think the politics put it into effect now?
How do I think that they're put into effect now?
How do you think that politics would change so that we don't have another world war?
Well, you mean so we won't have another war? Mm-hmm. I say that we won't. We might hit, I don't know. But I'll never see it. They're going to get a little here, and they're going to get a little there, and get your pockets feathered here, and get your pockets feathered there.
It's all about money.
Got it. All about money. Who controls the whole United States? Who United States.
The rich?